You're listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcast worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Liberated Syndication, iTunes, and multiple media channels connected to the TBFS radio network. This top-ranked business talk radio show features the obstacles and challenges that are common to business everywhere around the world. Most importantly, you'll connect with thousands of success stories on how business people overcame these hurdles on their road to success. For any business owner in our listening audience who's facing a particular problem or challenge that you've not been able to solve, you might be concerned about your future, or you're just not satisfied with the financial results in your company. Reach out to us here on the broadcast at info@thebusinessforumshow.com. We'll be happy to put you in touch with hundreds of resources that you may not have been aware are available to your business today, many of which are free. For those of you needing a professional level of assistance in your organization, many of the hosts on the broadcast also coach business owners outside of the show. We have visited with thousands of business people, seeing their struggles and challenges and their solutions to these problems. We have a clue what's working and what's not. So please don't hesitate to reach out to us today at info@thebusinessforumshow.com. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and the TBFS radio staff, I'm Kevin Hunter. Stay tuned. The Business Forum Show is next. Kevin Hunter with Dave Ford here on the Business Forum Show, and we are going to chat about the importance of looking at your accomplishments and what they have to do with your successes in the future. So let's talk a little bit about the importance of taking a look at your accomplishments, Dave.
Well, it's important, you know, this time of year. Okay, now we're into December. So you want to make sure you're spending some time going, what did I accomplish last year?
Sure.
I mean, I was having the conversation this morning with one of my clients. We were talking about putting together some of the stuff that they've accomplished. I said, okay, well, here, I just want you to come up with a list of here's all the stuff. Here's what we've done this year. And he did that last week, and he sent it to me. And we were talking about this morning. He was like, wow, I can't believe we accomplished all that. That was awesome. Going through that, I had no idea that was all the stuff we accomplished. Because very rarely do people go back and look at and acknowledge what they've done in the past. They live very much present day. I mean, you want to look at your time from this point of view. You have a past, you have a present, and you have a future. Okay, when you're in life period, specifically when you're running your business, you need to be in the present a lot, but you also need to be spending some time looking forward at the future. You need to be spending some time looking back at the past. If you can relate it to, you're driving a car. You're in the car, you're driving the car, you have to be very present driving the car. But you have a rear view mirror so you can look and see what's behind you. So you can look back in the past. You also have a front windshield so you can look forward to the future and see what's and be planning on. Oh, I have to switch lanes. I mean, they have road signs up. Hey, you know, this exit is a mile up. Oh, I need to plan so I can switch lanes. That's all looking future planning where you're going to go. And the reality is most business owners spend either most of their time in the past or most of their time in the present or most of their time in the future. They pick one, and that's where they spend the bulk of their time. And the problem with that is that's the only reality that you have then. And you don't really have a reality, hey, we accomplished all this. Simple example, we were talking about it before we started the show, was having a conversation with one of our clients this summer, and she was talking about June swoon. She always has a big drop in revenue in June. And so we were looking at it, and I talked to her about, okay, well, you can't prep the month of June with calling it June swoon, simply because then that's what you're going to get. If you already assume June is going to be a bad month, guess what? June is going to be a bad month.
It's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
That's correct. So we were going through that, and when the month ended and we were looking at the numbers, I had the conversation with her. Oh, you're right. June was awful. It was horrible. You know what? June was worse than last month. It was worse than the month before that. You're absolutely right. I mean, it was so bad, it was only 10% better than any month you had last year. And if I go back and look at last June, it was only 60% better than last June. So horrible. And when I finished that, once I related it to June, as bad as it was still better than any month she had the year before. And it was 60% better than what she did last June. She was she started laughing. She's like, wow, really? I said, yeah, that's because the reality that she had was her reality of she spends all of her time in the present.
Mm-hmm.
So she's a present person. Some people are past, some people are future. She's a present person where she spends the bulk of her time in the present. So I have to make sure I'm working with her to spend time in the future and spend time in the past. So you're reviewing these things.
Mm-hmm.
She had no idea that. Because it felt like it's the worst month she's ever had in business. And she was going through and she was looking at it. Wow, that's pretty good. That, you know, a year later, we did 60% more revenue in June. I said, yeah, so June might be your worst month that you have every year in your business just because that's kind of the cycle. You're going to have a bad month. Every business is going to have one or two months where they're worse than the rest. That's just,
absolutely.
That's just a fact.
Absolutely.
And maybe for you, it's always going to be June. But that doesn't mean June is, you know, awful, because mm-hmm. if you did 60% more revenue this June than you did last June, what did you do differently? If you did 10% more revenue in June this year than you did in any month last year, congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the value of looking at your accomplishments in that situation is that when if she was aware of what the past was and she's aware of what the present is and she's looking at those two things, well, right. then she's not so inclined to do what most people do, and that is, at any given moment, really any business person or any person who doesn't own a business, but you just think about life in general, any person is more inclined to see what's wrong than what's right at any given moment in
correct.
Their life.
Correct, and not plan for it the next time it comes around, next time something happens. Another example, this same client, the first 2 months of January last year, she was panicking because it was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And because of how her business works and how she gets paid and stuff, we looked at it and she scrambled and then January ended up actually being a pretty decent month, but she had to scramble for the last 2 weeks. Well, we were looking at it, you know, back in October and planning for the end of the quarter and making sure we were aware of January. And mm-hmm. it turns out the reason January was so bad, Christmas last year was on a Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
so was New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
So those 2 weeks, she did little or no business, and she didn't have a plan for those 2 weeks because the year before that, Christmas was on a Monday, so it didn't have the same impact.
Mm-hmm.
Now this year, Christmas is on a Wednesday, and New Year's is on a Wednesday. So that means Monday and Tuesday are going to be nothing.
That's right? Correct. People planning for the holiday coming
exactly.
up.
Exactly. So we have to have a plan for her and her filling those slots already so she's full, because what happens in those 2 weeks relates to her cash flow 2 weeks later.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't plan for that last year. We're planning for it this year. So her cash flow should be significantly different come January because she's already planning to make doing some things before. She was always trying to squeeze everybody in before Christmas. Just because mm-hmm. I got to get a few people in, and then there would be a few people I can't get in, and she just wasn't worried about filling after Christmas because it was another week out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have to plan to fill that. You have to look to the future. What do I need to do so that when I get to January, the middle of January, my present doesn't stink?
Mm-hmm. What a difference a plan makes. And we talk all the time about the amount of people that don't succeed, that don't make it to a 10-year anniversary. And then we look at another statistic that talks about how few people have a verbal goal,
right.
let alone written goals.
Yep.
And it's interesting how many things, when people talk about how things don't turn out right in business or don't turn out right in life, gosh, look a little ahead, look a little behind, pay attention to what's going on around you, and that will give you some perspective as to where you're at. And instead of just allowing things to happen to you in life, you can be in the driver's seat.
Correct.
And dictate what your circumstances are,
yep.
as opposed to the circumstances happen to you. Kevin Hunter and Dave Ford here on the Business Forum Show. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay tuned. The Army used to say, "We're looking for a few good men." Along these lines, the Business Forum Show is looking for a few good business owners, men or women. You don't have to be an amazing company. You only need to have the right attitude to join an exclusive group of companies that the TBFS cast has worked with in this past year. 12 different companies in the last 12 months improved their profitability an average of 252%. That's correct, 252%. Do you think you have the right attitude to join these business owners? If you're selected, you'll learn from the best and brightest people in business today, and your company will be on its way to an amazing future. Again, the website is thebusinessforumshow.com or call our studio 763-267-7260. Again, 763-267-7260. The 250% Profit Improvement Club is looking for a few new members. Call TBFS today.
Hi, I'm Russ Brainerd. Before I discovered the Spike System, I was like many Americans who had a lifelong struggle with weight. This struggle ended 10 years ago when I first began to spike, and since then I have learned how to get in the best shape of my life. What is spiking? Spiking is a healthy lifestyle that allows you to truly eat what you love and still lose and maintain weight. Strict diets actually reduce our body's natural metabolism, which explains why most dieters hit the dreaded plateau. Spiking gives our metabolism a significant boost that lasts for several days, which allows us to lose weight at an accelerated rate. So here's what a spike looks like. On spike day, you are encouraged to eat more calories than you need and enjoy whatever kind of foods you like. The other 6 days of the week, you eat a responsible calorie amount with foods high in protein and fiber. So overall, you're in a caloric deficit, which means you lose weight. But the benefit of spiking keeps your metabolism burning strong. It also gives you a mental break each week. For more information, discover the Spike System and get started on a new you today. Losing weight and living healthy was never easier and more fun than spiking. I'm Russ Brainerd, and thanks for listening.
No matter if you're a startup organization or you've been around in business 5 years, 10 years, or maybe 20 or 30 years, you've got a business story that we'd like to hear. Hi, I'm Kevin Hunter on the Business Forum Show. If you'd like to be featured on TBFS Radio, please go to our website, thebusinessforumshow.com, and click on the link for Request an Interview. Again, the website is thebusinessforumshow.com. Get in contact with us today. We'd love to hear your story. Kevin Hunter with Dave Ford here on the Business Forum Show, and we're talking about the importance of looking at your accomplishments and having some understanding of where you are at any given moment in your business. And I'd like to move on to Dave talking about the importance of celebrating successes. We have a lot of these things that happen to us in business and at various stages in business. And in many cases, I can tell you that in my own household, my wife is a lot like this. When a success happens, you know, in our organization, she'll many times say, okay, great, let's kind of store that success over here, kind of put it in the savings account, yep, so to speak, and then let's move on from it. And my position has been, no, let's go out and celebrate it.
Right.
Let's let this make the magic continue, yep, on for a little bit. And my personal opinion is when you do a good job of celebrating a success, it gets you that much more excited to create the same kind of success. Again, your thoughts on that?
Well, the important part that you have to remember when you talk about that is people spend a lot more time talking about the crap, the failures, the issues, the problems. Mm-hmm. That gets a lot more attention.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So when you think about that, how much time do you spend talking about the stuff that is really good as opposed to how much time do you spend talking about the stuff that's really bad? You get more of what you focus on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that you have to make a conscious effort to say, that was really good. I'm going to focus more on that. I'm going to talk more about that. I'm going to do more with that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's the challenge, because it's really easy for people to look at, well, this is the reason why that didn't work. Well, this, I had a bad day because of this. Or, well, it stunk when this happened. You know, it's really easy to say that, but it's a lot more difficult for people to actually sit back and acknowledge, hey, I accomplished something. And there are a couple of reasons for that. To some degree, they feel guilty about being successful,
mm-hmm,
about having something good, or they think, well, it's just me that thinks this is a big deal. It's not really that big of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
Or other people either around them that have in the past or will now or will in the future will actually tear them down when they're trying to celebrate something. They'll be talking about something that was a big deal that they think is a big deal, and somebody else around them will actually downplay it, like, oh yeah, that wasn't such a big deal. Yeah, but that wasn't, hey, I've done that before. Yeah, that was no biggie. So when you have that happen,
mm-hmm,
you're less inclined to share it. And people don't do that on purpose, but there is the subconscious, I don't want somebody more successful than me kind of a deal. We get back to, you know, your circle of influence,
mm-hmm,
and people don't want you leaving their circle of influence. And if suddenly you're more successful and you're having more good things happen, they tend to pull you back a little bit.
They might think, hey, you know what, Dave's going to have to find a new circle of influence.
That's correct.
So we better hold them down so that doesn't happen.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a subconscious thing. If they don't have a, most people don't have a conscious thought about that. But yeah, that's absolutely something that's happened. So you feel guilty about sharing something really good that happened with other people.
What about on the flip side of that, when you think about our tendency to see what's wrong rather than what's right in any given situation or any given moment in our life? And maybe because so many people are focused, and we talk about the RAS, you know, they have mm-hmm. their RAS focused on the downside or the negative things that happen in life. So along come, you know, opportunity on day one, that didn't work. The next one doesn't work. And all of a sudden something works and they have a success in there.
Yep.
And do you think part of that is going, wow, that wasn't supposed to happen. What I expected was the bad thing.
Yep.
And what I got was the good thing. And so in some respects, do you think there's a little bit of, well, that wasn't supposed to happen, or I'm surprised by it, or because, you know, they aren't, when you think about how few people are planning for success, when success happens, it's almost like a shock to them.
Yeah. Well, you know, they won't say, hey, you know, we did our job. They'll make a lot of times, well, it was because of this and this and this that happened.
I was
happened.
Sure glad, you know, that certain customer came along
right.
or that thing happened.
Even if you look at, you know, like, you know, I was watching a football game yesterday, and you can look at, you know, a lot of times in great plays, what the announcers and what people will do is they'll look at, wow, that was a really good play. Or, you know, well, hey, that was a 50-yard play or scored a touchdown. They won't give props to the person that scored the touchdown or the people that were responsible for that. What they'll end up doing is, oh, well, this guy made that mistake and this one made that mistake. And the reason that this happened is because those three or four people didn't do their job.
Yeah.
And the reality is that stuff is happening all of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is more likely the case is two or three people did their job perfectly mm-hmm. that allowed it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because people are not performing at 100% peak performance almost all the time.
Yeah.
And it's when you combine that to a couple people performing at peak performance at the same time in the right situation, that's when great things happen. But we have a tendency to focus on, well, yeah, it didn't really happen because you were successful. It was because mm-hmm. of this and because of that, and making lots of excuses as to why you were.
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting thing. Let's talk a little bit about this June swoon that you mentioned earlier, because, you know, and that was actually, I guess I was aware of it, but not aware of it in the context of how June swoon is actually something true for non-seasonal businesses.
Yep.
So when we think about how other businesses might be contingent, you know, take a landscape company as an example, and they're, if they do snow removal, well, winter's a great time of year for them, but then when they get the summer, they're transitioning into lawn care and, you know.
It's very easy to see their seasonality of their
yeah,
business.
So
right?
There's all the seasonal stuff, but people yep. forget about the season in the non-seasonal business. Talk about June swoon and why that happens.
Well, every business to some degree is seasonal.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is typically you will have anywhere from 8 to 10 months that are either good or have a certain level of norm to them.
Mm-hmm.
And you will have 2 to 4 that are considerably lower than the norm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And it may have something to do with the weather. It may have something to do with everything else that goes on around you. And in the June swoon, you look at things like auto repair and gyms and that kind of thing. They have membership changes once it gets warm enough.
Mm-hmm.
But once kids get out of school, that also impacts a lot of businesses because people get out of their normal routine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mom and dad are no longer, they don't have the same routine. Now it's all focused on outside stuff. The kids are out of school. We're going on vacation. That's what it's all focused on. And they get out of their routine for those 2 or 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
So that's their seasonality. So for your business, you got to look at, okay, what is your seasonality and what causes those 2 or 3 months for things to drop, and what can you do to improve on it next year?
So the lesson in here, in the beginning of the discussion, celebrating successes, make sure you do that, because that will keep you focused on the positive things and give you more ability from a mental standpoint of creating additional successes just like the one that you had. And but interesting story about the June swoon. Hadn't really thought of it in that respect. Kevin Hunter with Dave Ford here on the Business Forum Show. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Liberated Syndication, iTunes, and multiple media channels connected to the TBFS radio network. If you have any questions or comments for our staff, please reach out to us at info@thebusinessforumshow.com. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and the TBFS radio staff, I'm Kevin Hunter. Thanks for listening.